The editor-in-chief of LinkedIn, Dan Roth. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, I'm anxious to hear from you what all this means with the latest jobs numbers we just got.
Yeah, so the latest job numbers are showing that there are about 419,000 jobless claims. People are saying that that is, and that's up. It was surprisingly up. But so far, all of the experts are saying not to really worry about that. It might be seasonal fluctuations that you need to watch this for a couple months and see what happens. Every other number that we're getting, every other report that we are seeing shows very strong growth in jobs. The latest jobs report showed that employers added 850,000 jobs in the month of June, and what was expected was about 720,000. So you're seeing just this incredible expansion and demand for jobs from employers. They cannot fill their jobs fast enough. I think the numbers we got this morning are probably a blip.
And as the editor-in-chief of LinkedIn, you're connected to what is happening with employers and employees returning. How are bosses dealing with the remote workers now and coming back to the office? What are you seeing?
Well, they are seeing that there is that employees have learned what life is like in this hybrid environment, and they kind of like it. And they, in a time where talent has control, can kind of make demands over what jobs they want. One of the demand they are making the most is that they want to continue with this flexibility. So employers are trying to figure out how to make that work. So there's a lot of experiments going on right now around how many days a week do you have to come in? Is it 2 days a week? Is it 3 days a week? Is it you tell us what's right for you? Does they leave it to managers? A lot of companies trying to figure this out on their own. The other thing employers are doing is trying to find ways to convince potential candidates that their company is the one to work for. So we're seeing some really interesting trends popping up with perks like companies offering to pay for people's education, and not just their education, but their spouse's education and their children's college education. So one company that offered to pay for vacation flights for them and for their spouses. There was a company that was offering free appetizers, a restaurant company offering free appetizers if you came in and just applied for a job. So there's some pretty crazy things going on right now to try to get employees to just come in and start work.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about how people who applied for various jobs years ago are now being contacted again. So if you still want to be a newspaper boy, I guess you're in luck these days, aren't you?
That's right. Absolutely. Get the dust off that newsboy cap and go out there.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's the restaurant industry, anybody in the hospitality industry, all kinds of businesses, all you keep hearing. In fact, I was at a restaurant the other day, and there was a sign, pardon us for the shortened menu, but we are experiencing a problem, staff getting up to full staff. So we're all running into this everywhere, aren't we?
Absolutely. There are some serious labor shortages going on right now. These employers, especially in those kind of industries, fast food, retail, it's very difficult to find people to take these positions. Now, one of the things you could do is raise your wages. That tends to bring people in. But that's not enough. People are saying that they want flexibility, as I said, more than they necessarily want the few dollar increase in pay. So companies are looking at AI. Can they bring in automation? Can they find new ways to do it without having to bring in more employees? So a lot of experiments going on in that area as well. I mean, I guess the theme here is that companies are really struggling to figure out how to make this new world of work for them. And it looks very different than what it looked like pre-pandemic.
Talking about AI and artificial intelligence, companies like McDonald's are testing drive-through AI, invisible checkout. Are you seeing a lot of this, Dan?
You do see a lot of it. Every company that is trying to fill these positions is saying, there's got to be ways to do this with automation. And so, you know, one great thing about automation is it never takes a vacation. It never gets sick. You can just put it in and it starts working. Now, does it work well all the time? No. Can it handle flexibility? Not always. but it solves a lot of problems for employers. So there are pockets, again, of companies trying this out. What it tends to do in the early days is not necessarily replace jobs, but move people to other jobs. So companies that have done this usually haven't had mass layoffs yet. They tend to put an AI and they move some of their people over to places that are where you need more human judgment when a computer can do something like look down in the assembly line and see whether a glove has fallen into the meat. That's something that the computer vision can do, and you don't have to employ someone to do it. You move the employee to somewhere where you need that kind of human judgment.
Here's what I don't understand, Dan. Help me out here. What am I missing? Because many employers have been pointing to the fact that people are getting these benefits and getting to stay home, so they don't want or need to get back to work now. But those benefits are going to run out. So wouldn't you go looking for a job now before everybody else is looking at the same time when benefits run out? Shouldn't more people be applying now? Because obviously, as the months go on, more and more people are going to want to and have to get back in the job market. What do you think?
Absolutely. And there was a study by JP Morgan Chase in February that found that people do exactly do that. They look for jobs. Now, whether they're taking the jobs is a different story. And we'll find out. The unemployment benefits, the pandemic-related unemployment benefits, end in September. About half of the states have already stopped offering them, but they disappear for everyone on September 6th. We'll know in the data almost instantly after that what happens, whether this was a unemployment-fueled decrease in people getting jobs because they were getting these checks. You know, the anecdotes and the stories we tell are, well, people are, you know, they have this money and it seems crazy to go take a job and be making less than you would make on unemployment. The surveys say that that's not how people react, but on September 6th, we will see very clearly which was right.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Dan, you'll be happy to know I'm all in with LinkedIn now, and I'm enjoying getting the emails with, well, it says, here are your network highlights, and then I can see what various people are saying on LinkedIn. And how do they determine which highlights I get?
Well, it depends on which ones you're interacting with, people who are closest to you in your network. So we look to see who is who the algorithms. We talked about AI. You know, we have AI systems that say, well, this is someone that Bob is probably more closely associated with, so let's make sure that he is seeing this person. And then we learn a lot based on your actions. So if you are leaving comments, if you're liking certain stuff, when you post, seeing who reacts to your own content, that's a big part of it. People who you work with, you know, your close colleagues, you almost always want to hear from people around you, people you work for, people maybe you recently worked for. So based on your profile, we try to figure out who we can show you, what information we can show you that will help you make you more productive, more successful, able to connect dots in the economy and understand where things are going so that you can either do the things you want to do or do the things that you do better.
Well, you've got me. You know me, apparently. I don't know how you do it, but what's that?
Are you posting yet? Have we gotten you to post anything yet?
No, I haven't gone that far yet.
All right, that's next.
Thanks.
Next.
Dan Roth, editor-in-chief of LinkedIn. I got to be careful who I interact with. Have a good day. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Bye-bye.